Welcome to the Unconventional RD Podcast, where we inspire dietitians to think outside of the traditional employment box and create their own unconventional income streams. We'll talk all things online business to help you start, grow, and scale your own digital empire. Hey there, it's me, Erica, and I'm coming to you today with a little bit more of a personal episode. If you are on my email list, you might have been receiving some more from the heart emails lately where I've been sharing a little bit more about what's been going on with me and my personal life and my thoughts and feelings around running my business and balancing that with being a mom and a spouse and a daughter and all the things. So I honestly love writing these types of emails. And when I sent out the first one a couple weeks ago, for the first time in probably years, I got like literally 100 replies back to that personal email. And I was just floored and really validated that sending out these honest, open emails to my audience is always the right move. Something I used to do all the time back before having my son in 2021. But for whatever reason, life and just the overwhelm of everything on my plate kind of got in the way, and I kind of closed off and felt a little bit more disconnected from you, my audience. And so that was kind of what I shared in the first email that I sent out a few weeks ago. I titled the email, "Should I Burn It All Down?" And it was just me sharing my truthful thoughts about how I'd been feeling in business lately. So someone in one of my Facebook groups said, "Hey, do you think you'll do a podcast episode on these topics? Since, you know, I always listen to the podcast, but don't always read the emails." And I was like, oh, you know what? That's a great idea. So I'm hopping on here today to do just that. So I'm going to go over basically what I said in the "Should I Burn It All Down" email, and then another one that I sent this week called "Why I'm Ditching the High Ticket Course Model." So this all started maybe like a month ago. I shared a prompt inside the Unconventional RD Facebook community. And I basically asked, you know, what's been challenging you in business lately? And it was an amazing, super fruitful and supportive discussion where a bunch of entrepreneurs opened up about what's been hard for them in business. And my answer was that I've honestly been feeling kind of disconnected from my audience, you, since having my son in 2021. And in a lot of ways, before having an actual family, I felt like my business was kind of like my baby. I was so active and engaged with my community. I was whipping up new content, new trainings, new offerings like 24/7. I had a really great momentum going. Yeah, I was probably overworking myself a little bit during that time, but I loved it. It felt fun and exciting. But to be honest, a lot of things changed after I became a mom. And I bet a lot of you can relate to that. Suddenly, it felt like none of my time was my own, and I had so much less of myself to give to my audience and my business. Thankfully, which I've talked about plenty of times on this podcast, I had built up some evergreen content and sales systems that kept everything afloat in my business and actually super profitable for the first few years of my son's life. But now we're 2.5 years in, and I've been struggling to find that business spark again. It felt almost like I took a step back a little bit and I just kind of let my business run itself for a few years. And it was kind of intimidating, like the thought of getting back into it and opening myself up in the same way that I had been running my business before. And full transparency, I do think that some of my feelings lately have been related to the fact that I have been struggling with recurring miscarriages over the last year. And that's been very, very emotionally taxing, to be honest. And at the time that I sent out the "Should I Burn It All Down" email a few weeks ago, the week prior, I had actually experienced yet another loss, and it was devastating. It was something that I was struggling with, and it was affecting my work and my ability to be present for my people. And I wanted to share about it, but I also felt like I'd just been kind of really private for the last several years. And it felt like suddenly reaching out and trying to talk about it with people would be kind of weird in some way. So I kind of just wallowed in how I was feeling over the weekend, let myself feel sad and down and think about the losses I've been going through, life in general, business, and I kind of headed into the next week with lots of thoughts. So I wrote an email kind of outlining how I was feeling and the thoughts I was having. But at the root of it, I think what was really going on is that my heart was starting to yearn for a new structure in my business, one that was better aligned with this stage of life that I found myself in. Last year, my husband left his job in real estate to focus on caring for our son during the week, which was wonderful in many ways, but it also meant that all of the income earning for our family has been on me for the last, I don't know, year and a half or so. And at first, I was extremely pumped about it. I was like, oh my gosh, I get like basically full-time hours to work on my business again. Amazing. And at first, it was really fun and freeing, especially since prior to that, I was the full-time parent on duty. But lately, I've been feeling the pressure of that to be stifling my creativity and my passion for my business. So instead of feeling excited and full of opportunity like I usually do, I started to feel scared to change anything in my business. I was worried, you know, even if I'm not 100% in love with everything that I have going on, if I change something, what if it all falls apart and we lose everything? And you know, if you know me, like that's not usually how I operate. I'm typically really good at trusting my intuition and listening to those signals and making pivots as needed based on those feelings. So what was my gut feeling? Well, a few things. In my burn it all down email, I shared four things that I was feeling at the moment. So number one, I'm not loving the high ticket only world at the moment. So from 2020 to 2023, the only thing you could purchase from me in my business was my signature course, SEO Made Simple. And each year I've updated and improved the content, the support, and the overall student experience. But I've also raised the price a few times. So what started way back in 2019 as a $390 course morphed into a $590, $997, $1997, and then more recently, I raised it to $2,997 with the thought that I'll promote with periodic discounts. So, you know, most people will still enroll at that around the $2,000 mark. And while running this course was really fun and exciting for the first 2 years, lately it's been feeling a little out of alignment. Being expensive doesn't really feel good to me right now. So let's be real. The economy is a little bit brutal at the moment. I feel it, and I wouldn't be surprised if you feel it too. Everything is just freaking expensive, and it annoys me that the main thing I have to offer is also expensive. Now, I'm not saying that moving forward, I won't always have some sort of premium priced offer available, but it's bugging me that the main way that I'm helping people at the moment is expensive. Number three, I am currently stuck on the new customer hamster wheel and I want to get off. So right now, 90% of my business, I would say, comes from income from selling my SEO Made Simple course. That's what I'm quote unquote known for. It's my main offer for my audience and the number one way that I serve people. It's premium priced at the moment, but it's still a one-time purchase. And I've discovered 5 years into this that the one-time purchase model has some significant downsides in the long term. It was wonderful for building an engaged long-term community of students who support each other, since once someone bought the course, they're in it and they're in the community forever. It was lifetime access. And in fact, nearly 1,000 people have enrolled in my course, and the private students-only community is one of my favorite places ever to hang out online. I'm in there every single day, chatting with my people, sharing the latest news and tidbits with what I'm seeing on my sites and in the SEO industry in general, and answering questions that my students have. I also do live office hour calls once a month, where I do mini site audits, troubleshoot, and go deeper into what's working right now in SEO. And while I love, love, love the community and the calls, I'm starting to reach an awkward tipping point where I'm putting a lot of time and energy each week and each month into supporting that student community. But I'm not actually getting paid for it anymore. So in order to keep my business afloat with this model, I have to continually grow my audience and enroll new students, or else the whole thing falls apart. And I'm not really loving the pressure that that's putting on my business and my marketing efforts. Instead of feeling fun, light, joyful, and exciting like it did in the past, it's starting to feel heavy, forced, and less authentic. And in my heart, I think what I'm yearning for is a more sustainable business model, one where my direct time that I'm putting into my business is fairly compensated in the long run. I'm not 100% sure what the solution is yet. I am doing a final sale for SEO Made Simple at the moment where you can enroll one last time in its current form through April 23rd. So anyone who enrolls in that time period will continue to get the lifetime access to the course content, including future updates, the community, and the live monthly calls. But after that, I'm going to change things up. I'm not 100% sure exactly what that's going to look like, but I'm leaning towards doing a membership, basically figuring out a way to make my business a little more sustainable for the long run, and also work on building out an offer suite with multiple levels and price points of ways that people can work with me so that my content can be more widely accessible as well. So although I don't have 100% clarity on exactly how I'm going to change the model, I do know that I'm having a lot of fun brainstorming new ideas, and I'm going to share my thoughts with you as soon as I get more clarity. So after this final sale, I'll just close down enrollment for a moment while I work on restructuring things on the back end, and then I will come out with whatever the new structure is moving forward. If you are already a student of my SEO Made Simple course, don't worry, none of this impacts you. You've already signed up for the course when it was running as a course, and you will continue to get lifetime access to the course content, the future updates, the community, and the live calls at no extra charge. It's really important to me to honor the offers that I put out there previously, and that higher ticket, one-time fee model was working for me for a long time, and people bought into that as that offer, and I want to honor that moving forward. And I will just simply be changing the offer for anyone new that I reach in the future and who's interested in enrolling. And the fourth thing that I've really come to terms with in the last maybe year or so, I've realized that I actually want to be a solopreneur. And this was a hard one for me to admit because it goes against most of the traditional kind of like online business advice that you see out there. I always believed that scaling your business involved hiring a team, outsourcing, etc. And I was working towards those goals and that framework because I thought that's kind of how you were supposed to do business as an online business owner. However, as usual, this is like a recurring theme. I didn't take time to reflect on whether that was what I actually wanted. So maybe about 2 years ago, I did end up hiring a part-time employee, and I experienced that style of business for a little over a year, and I didn't love it. Oops. So silver lining from that experience, it actually confirmed that I want to run the Unconventional RD brand as a solopreneur. And that's okay. But it also means that I need to be a little more intentional. I need to design and run my business in a way that might look different from someone who's trying to grow a team and outsource. So I need to pause for a moment and make sure that I have the right structures in place to support the solopreneur vision long term. Because the long-term plans of someone who wants to grow and support a team are going to look different than a solopreneur style business. And at my core, I'm a creator. I love to teach and help people. I really have zero desire to grow a team and manage people for this business. I want to keep this business personal and lean. But to do that, I probably need to change some things. So that's where my head's at. And I just was sending this email and now recording this podcast to let you know where I'm at in life and business at the moment. Because if there's one thing I know, it is that being open and transparent has always served me well. It's really been the cornerstone of my brand for all these years, and I miss it. So I'll probably be sending more of these from the heart style emails as I work through my feelings and figure out what the heck I want to do with my life and business as a mompreneur. If you're interested in joining my email list, I will make sure I put a link to join below wherever you're listening or watching this. It's on YouTube, I'll put it in the description. If you're listening on a podcast, I will put it in the description for this episode so you can get on the list and we can make sure we keep in touch. And I think I'm actually going to pause here and I will record a second episode going deeper into why I decided to ditch the high ticket course model and the thought process that went into that, and some of my plans and ideas for changing my business moving forward. So cheers to doing the self-reflection and not being afraid for new beginnings in life or business.